Welcome to Ray's Rants, Isle of Wight trip, May 2024. I took my little recorder round with me wherever we went and made a few audio clips for you to listen to. Some of it's boring, see what you think. I'm not very good at describing places, to be honest. When you've got a video camera, of course, it's easy. Look at that, there's the church. There it is. But when you're audio only, it's not so easy. And listening to it, I do realise that describing things without images is not an easy task. Anyway, I hope you enjoy it. This is our first full day on the Isle of Wight. We had heavy rain overnight. It's now 8 o'clock in the morning. The sun's shining. The birds are singing. And it should be a beautiful day. Don't know what the temperature is. Probably about 12, 13 at the moment. I'm looking over, I think, to the mainland. Yes, that's the mainland over there. Beautiful place we're staying at. Sort of lodges or cabins or whatever they're called. And in the middle of the woods. So I'm surrounded by trees, bushes, birds singing. A little bit windy at the moment. Wonderful place to stay. I'm now at Corr Abbey, just outside the beautiful building, listening to the birds. The sun's beginning to come out again, which is rather nice. There are some lovely places on the Isle of Wight. I've escaped the gift shop at Corr Abbey. It's full of people, which I don't like. And it's rather nice. I'm sitting in some sort of courtyard. I was lucky enough to be able to record the bell at Corr Abbey. Corr, by the way, is Q-U-A-R-R, Corr Abbey. So have a listen to the bell. Well, that was lovely in there. It's the monastery, isn't it? I don't think it's called a church. Beautiful old building, fantastic. Very quiet and peaceful in there. The wind, now we're outside again, the wind seems to have dropped, which is good. And I can see some blue sky. Things are looking up. I'm now in St Mildred's Church, Whippingham, on the Isle of Wight. Lovely old church, having a look round. Lots of pictures of Queen Victoria, Princess Beatrice. Wonderful place. We've not been here before. Been to the island so many times, but never to St Mildred's Church. Lovely. I found a little booklet about St Mildred's Church. Queen Victoria had it built. She wanted a new and more modern, more splendid church for her family. So in 1854, part of it was rebuilt. Then in 1860, the remainder was rebuilt. Prince Albert, he worked with the architect to produce this beautiful and distinct place of worship. Princess Beatrice was married in the church and is now buried in it. Beatrice was the daughter, wasn't it, of Queen Victoria and Prince Albert. The royal wedding took place in 1885 when she married Prince Henry of Battenberg. He sadly died in 1896, aged 38. Struth, that's young, isn't it? There's a stone here. It says, this stone was laid by Queen Victoria and Albert, Prince Consort, on the 29th day of May in the year of our Lord, 1860. 1860, amazing, isn't it? It's a beautiful church. You have to be quiet inside, so I can't record in there, but it's lovely in there, peaceful. I'm outside, as you could hear, as usual, birds. Queen Victoria and Prince Albert had a great influence, it seems, on this church. I think he was wasn't Albert an architect of some sort? The church is dedicated to St. Margaret. There's a statue of her inside. She was an Anglo-Saxon princess. I think she died around AD 700. And she was a niece of King Egbert, did I read, of Kent? I think that's what I read when I was in there. I'll have to read up on the history of the church. 6 o'clock in the morning, Wednesday, clear blue sky. absolutely clear, not a cloud in sight. Just that big yellow thing that's very low at the moment, but very hot already. Well, not hot, very warm. It's beautiful. Can you hear the birds? That one sounding like a saw, that's a great tit. I'm now at Carisbrook Castle, sitting in the sun, and it's absolutely wonderful. Hardly any people here, because we arrived early. Carisbrook Castle in the sunshine. What could be better? I'm now in the garden at Carisbrook Castle. Probably hear the fountain. Just wandering around the garden. Fantastic. There's no one here. Only me. That's the way I like it. Can't hear any birds singing for some reason. Perhaps they don't have birds at Carisbrook Castle. Back past the fountain again. Some beautiful plants here. What's this one called? I can't read that. Bechererina yacioides. In English, Mexican lily. Lovely, never seen anything like that. It's now Thursday morning and it's pouring with rain. Lashing down out there. Never mind, the birds are singing. The birds are always singing, come rain or shine, which is rather nice. It's supposed to stop around 2 o'clock, so we're going to stay in our lodge till then and then head off to Brading, which should be interesting. I'm now inside Brading Roman Villa. It's a bit quiet in here. It's air-conditioned. Looking at the mosaic on the floor, fantastic. It seems to have been built or rebuilt in 100 AD, which is interesting. And apparently it was rebuilt near or on an old Iron Age site. So it really does have some history. More bird song. We've got blue sky now. It's Thursday afternoon. All that rain's cleared. Tomorrow's meant to be nice. Blue sky, a few fluffy clouds, slight breeze. Not sure what the temperature is. It seems wherever I go on the island, there's birds singing, which is rather nice. But as I said in a podcast many years ago, wherever you go, in the woods or wherever, in the countryside, there's always the background noise of either traffic or aeroplanes, machinery. I don't know whether you can hear that. I don't know what it is, some industrial fan or something going on somewhere. I have not yet found a spot anywhere in the woods, the countryside, where you could hear just the wildlife. There's always some man-made noise going on. I'm now at a butterfly farm, which is lovely, full of huge butterflies. I'll move away from the fountain. Oh, there's one flying around my head. Looks more like a size of a sparrow than a butterfly. Fantastic. Just going to move away from the fountain area a bit because it's rather loud. Now, a butterfly then almost landed on my microphone. Somewhere to perch. This is fantastic. Not cheap to get in. £10 something each. But well worth it. I think there are koi carp as well here somewhere. A lovely place to visit. I didn't record too much at the butterfly farm because of the waterfall and the noise in there. There are a lot of people, so I had to try and keep away from the noise. But interesting though, very interesting place. And now we're off to somewhere else. I'm now at Freshwater, just near Yarmouth. I can see a ferry going into Yarmouth. Lovely view from here. We're at an old fort. I don't know whether you can hear that. That's a boy. Not a boy as in boys and girls, but a boy as in floating. As with so many places near the sea, we've got the woods just to the left here, the sea. And I'm looking right out across the Solent to, where am I looking? Hurst Castle, I can see. Hurst Castle. Look that one up on the map. And we've come here for lunch. Boats passing in the Solent. The boy belling. what it is, it just rocks with the waves and the bell rings. So here we are, looking out across the Solent to the mainland. This is Victoria Fort, where we are, Victoria Fort. I just want to hear... That's that buoy, it's just out in the channel there. In the Solent. You couldn't miss that, day or night. And there's probably a light on it for night time. Some car racing about. This is what I meant earlier about wherever you go, you can't get away from man-made noise. I know the bell's man-made on the buoy, but listen to that. There's all the wildlife. All the wildlife here, the birds singing, and then some idiot in his car has cut his exhaust pipe off. Perhaps it makes it go faster. I doubt it very much. It's now 8:30. Saturday morning, and I'm outside, you can hear the birds. It's raining, would you believe? I'm under a little shelter. It's raining. In fact, I think it's stopping now. Very overcast, of course. Everywhere is so green, though. We're in the woods, as I've said before. Everywhere is so green. It's lovely. The trees. Of course, it's not quite summer yet. Is it summer? I don't know. What's the date? It's the 18th, Saturday the 18th of May. 2024, listen to those birds singing. We've seen a yellow bird, not sure what it is. We've seen it several times in one of the trees. Might be an escaped parrot or something, escaped canary. It's quite a large bird. Seen some rabbits around here as well, having their breakfast. Oh, and there's a wasp come to say hello. There we are, he came to look at the microphone and he's now cleared off. Happy days. I'm now at the Isle of Wight Donkey Sanctuary. Apparently there are 161 donkeys here. It's a lovely place. It's relaxed. Unfortunately, man-made noises, traffic, non-stop traffic. Wherever you go, there's noise. But a lovely place, so if you do come over to the island from wherever you are in the world, have a look at the Isle of Wight Donkey Sanctuary. 6 o'clock in the morning, Sunday the 19th. Beautiful day, blue sky, sunshine's coming up. Absolutely wonderful. We were going to Haven Street today on the train, you know, to see the steam engines. Change of plan. We're going to Shanklin Chine. Well, this is Shanklin Chine. You can probably hear the water. We're halfway down the Chine. Let me just get away from this water a bit. It's a bit too loud. Apparently Chine is a word for ravine, deep ravine, which of course this is, a deep ravine carved out by the water over probably millions of years. Just following Tricia down here. It's a bit chilly. I didn't wear my jacket. It's a bit chilly down here. But at the end, there's sunshine and a cup of tea. We're now at the bottom of Shanklin Chine, having a cup of tea. It's a bit windy here. But there's some music. What's that? What's the point of that row when I try to hear the birds, the wildlife? And the waterfalls. There's a loudspeaker there. I could always cut the wire to it, I suppose. No, I mustn't moan. Mustn't rant on, but I will. If I want to listen to music, you know, I'll turn the radio on. While we were in Shanklin, the church bells started up, so I thought I'd make a little recording of that. Lovely old church. Didn't go anywhere near it because we were off to somewhere else, but have a listen to the bells. A good old English sound, this is. You won't believe this. Some people, not there at Shanklin, but some people in various parts of the country, they've moved house and they complain, oh, church bells going off all the time. Well, they practice Tuesday evenings and Thursday evenings. Then we have to put up with it all day Sunday. I mean, for goodness sake. It's like these people that move next to a school. Well, don't like the noise in the playground. People are strange, aren't they? Anyway, that's just a little bit of what we did on the Isle of Wight trip, May 2024. And we've booked for next year. I forget the dates. I'm not sure that it's May, but we've booked again for next year. So you can look forward to another boring quarter of an hour. Happy days. Hope you enjoyed that. If you have any comments, raysrants@protonmail.com. Take care. Look after yourselves. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye for now.